You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, back in the building for another Purple Project Podcast. Daily's focuses on women's basketball, and particularly Ioka Lee. You've heard me throughout the season so far mention her name plenty of times. The sophomore has been outstanding for K-State this season, despite a disappointing conference record this year. And you know, there's a lot of, again, I don't want to sound like a repeating horse here, but you know, there were a lot of expectations for this team to be right up there in the thick of things, as at least in the top half of the Big 12. But as far as things go, have not gone their way. But Ioka Lee yesterday was named top 10 candidate for the 2021 Lisa Leslie Award, presented by Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. And of course, she's in the top 10 right now. Of course, we don't know where she is exactly in the top 10, which is awesome. But the top, it will cut, this list, folks, will be cut down to 5 when March comes. So we'll see if Ioka Lee can stay right there in it. But she's been outstanding with a 17-point average and just over 60% from the field this year overall during this tough season through COVID. Obviously, free throw percentage is right up there, 81% from free throw line as well. And Ioka Lee the other night put up 37 points, I believe. I not forget who the opponent was, but she had a monster game. 37 points and some 15 rebounds the other night. But her rebounding percentage has gone up, 8 rebounds, and she has almost 2 blocks a game as well. Lee is in the top 10 in 8 categories, including first in the Big 12, and ranks 11th in the nation in field goal percentage, 6th in the conference play in rebounding, 7th in the conference for double-doubles. She has 5 this year already. And we don't have to record her. Actually, that game is tomorrow. So against the 8th-ranked Baylor. 8th in the conference in scoring and 9th in free throw percentage. And then, of course, earlier this year, Lee became the 4th player in program history to register 200 or more points, 100 or more rebounds, and 20 or more blocks in each of their first 2 seasons of action. Man, she is killing things. She's tearing it up in the conference, despite the team not having overall success on the court. And so, you know, I've talked about this before. I mean, yes, she has Chrissy Carr and then sometimes a third scorer, but lately they've been getting help from a third scorer, whether that's Sydney Goodson or Rachel Rickey. But Ioka Lee doing work for the women's basketball team like she did last year, but stepping up her game even more despite this pandemic season and a hard time overall for this team right now as they look for some answers here in the second half of the season. It doesn't get any better for Lee's teammates as they go against 8th-ranked Baylor tomorrow. So Ioka Lee doing big-time things once again for K-State women's basketball. Eddie Greer III, once again, one more time for the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.